Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute and just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. Go home to Bel-Air! In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. And a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. I said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air. I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, I might as well kick it. First class, yo, it's bad. Drinking on juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel-Air living like? This might be alright. Oh wait, I hear the pretty food line all that. Is this the type of place that they send this cool cat? I don't think so. I'll see when I get there. I hope it's a tad for the Prince of Bel-Air. The plane landed and when I came out, there was a dude like a cop standing there with my name out. I was trying to get arrested, yet I just got here. My quickness, I'd like to disappear. I went for a cab and when it came near, the light place is fresh and it's nice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, man, forget it, go home to Bel-Air! I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cabbie, go home, see you later! Looking my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.